So I'm joined with the Hereford FC chairman, John Hale. So John, it's the FA Vars this afternoon. How are you feeling prior to the game?
Looking forward to it. There's been a good atmosphere in the build-up. I think they're going to bring quite a few fans as well. So I think there'll be a good atmosphere, and obviously it's a competition that we want to do well in.
And on the playing side, we've lost Nathan Summers, who's departed to Froome. Are you disappointed with him leaving?
Well, disappointed. Obviously, he had an injury, and when he came back from injury, obviously he couldn't get his place back. So we fully appreciate that he wants to be playing first-team football. He did ever so well for us in the run that he had in the team. But unfortunately, at this level, that's going to happen, and you can't keep everyone in place at all times. So it was his decision, and we respect that.
So with him leaving, does that leave a bit more room in the budget for a possible new signing if Peter needs to bring somebody in?
It's all driven by the budget that Peter's got. At this moment in time, there's nobody in particular, but I'm sure at some point he will look to have some more cover as Nathan had become. That's obviously the way it tends to work with players coming and going.
I was looking at the fixture list, and we've got a blank Saturday on the 5th of December. Is that still going to be the case, or is there a possible rearrangement going to go in there?
I don't think there'll be a rearrangement of a league game or anything, because at the moment I don't think we're behind with anything. There is one possible fixture that might go in there, but we're awaiting confirmation. That's the Bromyard game. But again, it's out of our hands, because it's the HFA that will basically organise that if they feel the need to.